Unit 6. When was it invented? Section A.
一，听录音，选择最佳答语，每个句子读两遍。
1. What are shoes with lights used for? What are shoes with lights used for?
2. How were potato chips invented? How were potato chips invented?
3. I think computer is the most useful invention. I think computer is the most useful invention.
4. How was tea invented? How was tea invented?
5. When was the computer invented? When was the computer invented?
2. 听录音，判断正误。每个句子读两遍。
1. Tea was invented by accident. Tea was invented by accident.
2. I think the most useful invention is the light bulb. I think the most useful invention is the light bulb.
3. I think the telephone was invented in 1876. I think the telephone was invented in 1876.
4. The calculator was invented before the computer. The calculator was invented before the computer.
5. I find it hard to get to sleep. I find it hard to get to sleep.
3. 听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第一小题。
I think the most helpful invention is the computer.
I agree with you.
I think the most helpful invention is the computer.
I agree with you.
听第二段材料，完成第二至三小题。
What do you think is the most useful invention, Jim?
I think it's the computer.
Why?
Well, it can help us do many things and it has been part of our life.
Who invented it?
I'm not sure. Let's find the information on the internet.
What do you think is the most useful invention, Jim?
I think it's the computer.
Why?
Well, it can help us do many things and it has been part of our life.
Who invented it?
I'm not sure. Let's find the information on the internet.
What's wrong? You don't look very happy.
Oh, I have to write a paper about the most important invention ever made. It's for my history class.
That's not too hard.
But I have to hand it in tomorrow.
Well, what invention are you going to write about?
The computer, I guess.
Isn't everybody going to write about that? Maybe you should choose something older, like clocks.
No, I can't. I don't know anything about that. And I don't have much time to do research.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll come up with something good.
What do you think is the most important invention?
Me? Let's see. Chocolate. What's wrong? You don't look very happy.
Oh, I have to write a paper about the most important invention ever made. It's for my history class.
That's not too hard.
But I have to hand it in tomorrow.
Well, what invention are you going to write about?
The computer, I guess.
Isn't everybody going to write about that? Maybe you should choose something older, like clocks.
No, I can't. I don't know anything about that, and I don't have much time to do research.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll come up with something good.
What do you think is the most important invention?
Me? Let's see. Chocolate.
Four. 听录音，选择正确答案。对话读两遍。
What are you doing, John?
I'm reading a book about the great inventor, Thomas Edison. Do you know about Edison, Mum?
Of course, I think everybody in the world knows about him. He was an American inventor. What do you think of him, John?
He was creative and hardworking.
Yes, and most of his inventions had a great influence.
Was he only in school for 3 months?
Yes, you're right. What are you doing, John?
I'm reading a book about the great inventor, Thomas Edison. Do you know about Edison, Mum?
Of course, I think everybody in the world knows about him.He was an American inventor. What do you think of him, John?
He was creative and hardworking.
Yes, and most of his inventions had a great influence.
Was he only in school for 3 months?
Yes, you're right.
五，听录音，选择正确答案。对话读两遍。
Did you have a good time when you were a kid, Dad?
Yes, I did.
But you didn't have many modern inventions. You couldn't watch TV at night.
Yes, the TV was invented around 1927. In those days, TVs were really expensive.
Did you have a telephone?
Of course, the telephone was invented in 1876.
How about computers?
Computers were invented in 1939. I didn't have one when I was young.But my family had a car. It was invented in 1886.
Questions. 1. Did the girl's father have a good time when he was young? 2. When was the TV invented? 3. When was the telephone invented? 4. What was invented in 1939? 5. What was invented in 1886?Did you have a good time when you were a kid, Dad?
Yes, I did.
But you didn't have many modern inventions. You couldn't watch TV at night.
Yes, the TV was invented around 1927. In those days, TVs were really expensive.
Did you have a telephone?
Of course, the telephone was invented in 1876.
How about computers?
Computers were invented in 1939. I didn't have one when I was young.But my family had a car. It was invented in 1886.
Questions. 1. Did the girl's father have a good time when he was young? 2. When was the TV invented? 3. When was the telephone invented? 4. What was invented in 1939? 5. What was invented in 1886?
Section B.
一， 听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，每个句子读两遍。
1. Do you know who invented the telephone? Do you know who invented the telephone?
2. Basketball was invented by a teacher named James Naismith. Basketball was invented by a teacher named James Naismith.
3. I think the most helpful invention is the light bulb. I think the most helpful invention is the light bulb.
4. Many years ago, people cooked food over the fire. Many years ago, people cooked food over the fire.
5. Mrs. Smith usually wears shoes with high heels. Mrs. Smith usually wears shoes with high heels.
2. 听录音，判断正误。短文读两遍。
Robots seem very new to most people, but they have a long history. The first one was made by a Greek inventor. You may have seen robots in some films. In real life, most robots are used in factories. They are used to do many dangerous, difficult, or boring jobs. Some people can't look after themselves, and robots are used to help them. For example, some people can't see. Many of these people use a dog to help themselves move around. This dog is called a guide dog. Scientists are making a robot to help them. In the future, robot dogs might take the place of these guide dogs. Robots are also used in American hospitals. In one hospital, a robot takes meals from the kitchen to the sick people's rooms. Robots seem very new to most people, but they have a long history. The first one was made by a Greek inventor. You may have seen robots in some films. In real life, most robots are used in factories. They are used to do many dangerous, difficult, or boring jobs. Some people can't look after themselves, and robots are used to help them. For example, some people can't see. Many of these people use a dog to help themselves move around. This dog is called a guide dog. Scientists are making a robot to help them. In the future, robot dogs might take the place of these guide dogs. Robots are also used in American hospitals. In one hospital, a robot takes meals from the kitchen to the sick people's rooms.
Three. 听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
Some important inventions have changed the world a lot. I think the computer is the most useful and that the television is the second most useful invention among those. Thomas Edison was a great American inventor. When he was a child, he was always trying out new ideas. Young Thomas was in school for only 3 months. Then his mother taught him herself. When he was 10 years old, he built a science lab of his own.
Questions. 1. What does the writer think is the most useful invention? 2. Who was Thomas Edison? 3. How long was Edison in school? 4. Who taught him? 5. When did he build a science lab?
Some important inventions have changed the world a lot. I think the computer is the most useful and that the television is the second most useful invention among those. Thomas Edison was a great American inventor. When he was a child, he was always trying out new ideas. Young Thomas was in school for only 3 months. Then his mother taught him herself. When he was 10 years old, he built a science lab of his own.
Questions. 1. What does the writer think is the most useful invention? 2. Who was Thomas Edison? 3. How long was Edison in school? 4. Who taught him? 5. When did he build a science lab? The car was invented just a century ago. The first car was invented not by a German, but by an American. His name was Henry Ford. Henry was born in a poor family. He was the oldest of 6 children. When he was 12 years old, his mother died. Soon he had to work in a machine shop for $2.50 a week. In the evenings, he repaired watches for another dollar a week. The hard life made him strong and able. At that time, he dreamed to make a machine. It could run without a horse, so it was named Horseless Carriage. He overcame a lot of difficulties, and in 1896, the horseless carriage was finally finished. It was the first car. Later, Henry Ford Motor Company was set up. He was really the inventor of the first car in the world. The car was invented just a century ago. The first car was invented not by a German, but by an American. His name was Henry Ford. Henry was born in a poor family. He was the oldest of 6 children. When he was 12 years old, his mother died. Soon he had to work in a machine shop for $2.50 a week. In the evenings, he repaired watches for another dollar a week. The hard life made him strong and able. At that time, he dreamed to make a machine. It could run without a horse, so it was named Horseless Carriage. He overcame a lot of difficulties, and in 1896, the horseless carriage was finally finished. It was the first car. Later, Henry Ford Motor Company was set up. He was really the inventor of the first car in the world.
There are many inventions that have caused great changes in the world. For example, the digital camera was invented by Stephen Jay Sasson. It was invented in 1975, and it is used for taking photos. The telephone was invented by Alexander Bell in 1876. It's used for communicating with others. The radio was invented by Guglielmo Marconi in 1906. It's used for listening to news and music. There are many inventions that have caused great changes in the world. For example, the digital camera was invented by Stephen Jay Sasson. It was invented in 1975, and it is used for taking photos. The telephone was invented by Alexander Bell in 1876. It's used for communicating with others. The radio was invented by Guglielmo Marconi in 1906. It's used for listening to news and music.